Welcome to IdeaGen TV. Today, I am honored to have with us Georgette Boulageris, Grand President of the Daughters of Penelope. Georgette, welcome.
Thank you, George. It's good to see you.
It's great to see you, Georgette. And as we launch right into this exciting interview, would you kindly introduce yourself and share with our audience some plans for the Daughters of Penelope in 2023?
Oh, the Daughters of Penelope have embarked on a great mission, continue a great mission, about promoting women and to give women a platform to be able to share their talents and with that make their communities and their environments a better place for everyone to live in. We have started this year to have Spirit of Penelope Awards given to women entrepreneurs who have made a name for themselves. And we will continue that next year by identifying, recognizing, and celebrating women and their accomplishments throughout the United States and Canada and Europe. So we're pretty excited about that. We're also going to continue supporting our different charities, such as the Penelope House for Battered Women in Mobile, Alabama, and Penelope's Place in Brockton, Massachusetts, which is also a battered woman shelter, among other charities that we will be voting on in July at our Supreme Convention.
Well, clearly that is amazing work to be supporting and leading. And I know that under your presidency, there have been so many amazing things that have been happening. And I know it's just the beginning. And so may I ask, what are your main goals and objectives for the Daughters of Penelope as an organization?
Personally, I would like to see women understand and recognize their capacity. Women have so much on their shoulders. They have to take care of the household, the families. They put everybody and nurture everybody around them before they put themselves in a place where they can take a breath. And the Daughters of Penelope gives them that one place, that soft landing, where they can sit down and reflect on their own talents and their own abilities. Women have so much to offer this world. And when they get a chance to reflect and to recognize and understand what they're capable of, they have so much more to contribute. And I think that all of society would benefit from that which women can bring to the table. So my personal goal is to continue to encourage women to be a part of the Daughters of Penelope, to reflect on what they're able to contribute in their talents, to give themselves the permission to celebrate their talents and to use their talents to better the world around them and raise themselves up as well.
Well, that is just incredibly inspiring, obviously, Georgette. And how does the Daughters of Penelope work with other Greek American organizations to promote Hellenism, support the community, and consequently support the achievement of the 17 global goals of the United Nations?
Well, we work with our local Philoptochos and other women's organizations. We've joined chambers of commerce in our local communities so that we can get the Greek American name out there. We have an outstanding educational foundation that provides and expands our scholarship programs to encourage young women and men to further their education. We work with local charities, and we also work nationally and globally with one another, other chapters and other entities, so that we can help society to move forward. For example, past 5 years, we've worked with Meals on Wheels to support the issue of hunger around the world. It became a prominent issue during the pandemic, but we were contributing to Meals on Wheels prior to it, and now we are expanding and expanding our efforts so that we can continue to help the Meals on Wheels program to help address the hunger issues because if somebody's hungry, they cannot be their full potential. So we really are working with that. With domestic violence, we work with entities across the nation to combat domestic violence, whether it's against women, against men. We help children when they are dealing with that situation, because it is a systemic problem that is generational in the impact, and we want to alleviate that.
And so how do you go on to promote Greek culture and heritage in addition to all of these incredible priorities?
Well, Greek culture is very important to us. The holidays, the Greek holidays, we promote, we celebrate them in our local communities. We are going to go to Capitol Hill to support the Greek culture with our representatives up on the Hill. We work to maintain a vision of Cyprus and the issues in Cyprus, so that we can help to make sure that the support, political support, is going into that direction, as well as the patriarchate. We look at the Greek and Hellenic issues, of the issues in Greece, and we try to lend our voice to support them here. We also promote Greek schools, Greek education. We promote chairs and support the chairs at regular other and universities, so that they can also expand the Greek culture and promote the Greek culture into other areas, so that people can see what the wonderful contributions the Greek culture has given in the past and how they continue to give today.
And so as you look at the structure of the organization, how does the grassroots structure position the organization as a whole for success?
Well, grassroots is important. I mean, we are from the grassroots going up. I always say that the most important title in this organization is that of sister, and everybody has that title who's a member. The grassroots are the ones that are on the ground talking to people, promoting the Daughters of Penelope, promoting Hellenism, promoting education, promoting civic responsibility, promoting everything that we stand for, and they work together. Interestingly enough, this year, a lot of chapters and a lot of the chapters and the members in the grassroots are now reaching out to each other and making connections just between themselves, so that we strengthen the foundation of the organization. Because when the foundation is strong, then the top shines even brighter, because we have to have a strong foundation. I was always raised with the four cornerstones of our foundation is service, education, family, and faith. If you have those four cornerstones in place, if you have a strong foundation, which is our membership, then the sky's the limit on what we can do and what we can achieve. And it's come to fruition this year.
And it's so true, especially with your presidency. We've seen firsthand the incredible elements of leadership, Georgette, that you've clearly displayed to make the organization even more successful. And I'd like to lead into the role of mentorship and leadership development within the organization. What is that role? How does that take shape within the organization?
Well, we do have a junior order, the Maids of Athena. And this year we've worked hand in hand with the young 20-year-old girls. Every time we've had a women's activity, when we celebrated women, I made sure that the maids were there. And I made sure that the maids had a chance to interact with these women leaders, so that they can see what the potential is and what can they aspire to, because role models are very important. If you have a strong and positive role model, you have faith in yourself that you can achieve as much, if not more. To cultivate leaders, that's the grassroots. We want them to start bringing in the new young executives. We're changing a little bit on our traditions so that we can engage the professional young woman, and to be able to inspire her and to have her assimilate into the organization and hold on to these attributes of Hellenism and civic responsibility and education, so that the next generation can also start mentoring the future. So we are always constantly looking for future leaders, cultivating them, encouraging them, pointing out what their strengths are. Nobody's perfect, but everybody has their strengths. And with that, we want to cultivate that leadership and to make sure that these women realize that they have a lot to contribute and a lot to gain through their contributions.
I love it. And so would you kindly share, Georgette, a few, there are so many, a few notable accomplishments and stories, success stories that you can point to say, that's why I do what I do.
Well, in my district, which is District 5 in New Jersey and Delaware, we have established a fifth district, the HEPA Daughters Cancer Research Foundation. We've given over $1 million to cancer research to entities in New Jersey, New York, and Philadelphia. And I personally benefited from that because even though I was the first chairman of the foundation that was a daughter of Penelope, but as a cancer survivor, I also had the ability to make a contact with the top level researchers to help me get through my cancer when I was going through that. So our Cancer Foundation is one of the hallmarks and stellar examples in our district. Educationally, we give over 20 scholarships, and these women come back and they give back to this foundation because the scholarships have helped them go into and achieve those academic goals that they have set. Penelope's House in Mobile, Alabama, is the example that all of the domestic violence shelters in Alabama work towards. They were the first domestic violence shelter in Alabama, and it was from the Daughters of Penelope. And through that, other domestic violence shelters have evolved in Alabama. So we try to create standards of excellence that we can move towards and achieve.
Well, clearly you're changing the world, you're impacting the world, and you're leading the way, Georgette. And that's so incredibly inspiring. As we conclude this interview, how can folks find out more about the organization and how do they get involved?
We welcome all women, Christian women. You don't even have to be Greek, but you have to be a Philhellene to join the Daughters of Penelope. Go to our website, www.daughtersofpenelope.org. Reach out to our headquarters. We will get you in touch with your local chapter and their local contact person, and we can start the process of becoming a Daughter of Penelope. We welcome all women, and we encourage them to participate in Daughters of Penelope and help us continue our mission to strengthen and inspire women all over the world.
Georgette Boulougaris, Grand President, Daughters of Penelope, you are leadership defined. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, George, for having me.
It's our pleasure.